with an acquaintance of mine who is a medical specialist, and there's not much call for medical speciality at the moment because all of the hospitals are filled with COVID patients and elective surgeries and the kinds of things that she does. That's not being done at the moment. So she's a bit of a medical loose end. So she volunteered to work as a nurse in the IC unit at one of the hospitals where she practices her specialty. And, you know, that's, again, there's so many of these unremarked, unobserved, quiet sacrifices that are going on all of the time, and we don't pay enough attention to them. I'm going to read, please indulge me, I'm going to read, Andrea Mendelssohn is a doctor in the Public Health Service in the Western Cape. I spoke to her a couple of weeks ago about a previous blog that she had published, and I'm going to read her latest one, which appeared on News 24 9 hours ago, remembering healthcare workers like Sister Susan Lawrence and so many others. Her name was Susan Lawrence, a dedicated 54-year-old staff nurse at Retreat Day Hospital, wife of Alfred, mother of Danielle and Siobhan, grandmother of Cole, Junior, and Saskia. She was known for bringing 3 bags of food to each shift and sharing generously. A peacemaker among colleagues, Sister Lawrence always encouraged others to rise above petty disputes and give more. Now, can I get an amen to that, please? She would proclaim. She loved nursing. Never said no to a Sternberg neighbor with questions about pregnancy or bed sores in need of dressing after hours. Compassionate, responsible. In our last conversation after a long night shift, she smiled and waved, saying, "Bye, doctor. Drive home safe." On the 18th of December, she tested positive for COVID-19. We have had a lot of staff test positive. They stay home with mild symptoms and return. It's almost routine. On Christmas Day, her daughter sent a small request. Please drive by and wish my mom well. She's struggling. WhatsApp prayers fluttered for a speedy recovery. Sister Lawrence was admitted to hospital on the 26th of December. On the 31st of December, her oxygen dropped to 74% on a non-rebreather face mask. The district hospital applied for an ICU bed that would provide the high-flow nasal oxygen she needed, but she was turned down. ICU beds are full. At 7 o'clock on New Year's Eve, the message went out on the staff group chat room. It is with great sadness and a heavy heart that I have to inform the Retreat family that our beloved colleague has gone to be with the Lord. No, God, no, sis, don't lie. Maybe there's a mistake. It's not her. My heart is bouncing in my chest. I feel anxious. It can't be real. A voice note sobbed. I don't know if I can work tomorrow because I cannot stand it. She was my best friend. I can't handle it. Oh, God. A horrific end to a terrible year. That same day, a nurse practitioner from District 6 Day Hospital died. The day before, the chief director of finances and the manager of food services at Hermanus Hospital died. In total, 84 healthcare workers in the Western Cape have died of COVID-19, 7 in the past 2 weeks. This is COVID-19 in the Western Cape. ICUs are full. 7 private hospitals are on divert, meaning they will not accept new patients. 74 tons of oxygen are used per day. The number of healthcare workers currently infected stands at 926. More than 8,000 people have died of COVID-19. Last week, my hospital's COVID-19 positivity rate was 60%. I see 50 COVID-19 patients per day. The risk is immense. The urgency is real. Healthcare workers cannot take care of you if we are sick, in quarantine, or dead. We need a vaccine now. On the 7th of January, Health Minister Zweli Mkhize announced 1.5 million doses would be in South Africa by February for healthcare workers. Audible signs of relief, cheers, the end is palpable for myself and my colleagues. Yet there is still the disease ravishing our communities. On New Year's Day, a 32-year-old mother of two arrived at our emergency center with an oxygen saturation of 32%. She died within an hour of arrival before she could be transferred to hospital. The accepting doctor at the referral hospital messaged, "I'm so sorry. I have a 40-year-old patient here with oxygen saturations of 66% and no ICU bed available that is going the same way. It's a horror show. Watching a patient gasp for oxygen is horrific. All South Africans need the vaccine now. We must urgently flesh out a detailed vaccine rollout plan to end this nightmare, not only for healthcare workers, but for all. South Africa cannot withstand waves and three and four, nor can its economy survive repeated lockdowns. No matter what the vaccine cost, life is worth it. For Sister Lawrence and everyone else that died of COVID-19 in 2020, we miss you. But now there is hope. In 2021, we must still mask up, wash up, space out, socialize outside, and roll up our sleeves to get the job done. We must all work together, public and private, government and civil society, to vaccinate 40 million people. No excuses, no fighting. Our lives are at stake. Now, can I get an amen to that? Susan Lawrence, 1966 to 2020.